Harry.
Smith Community College.
BBC.
News.
School.
Report. 2015.
Hello and welcome to Sir Harry Smith Community College's BBC News School Report 2015. Here are the top stories for today. Chancellor George Osborne announces the budget 2015. Friday's partial solar eclipse may be obscured in London by toxic smog. Richard III is to be buried in Leicester Cathedral next week. The 10,000-year immigration history of Britain. Darwin's strangest animal discovery has been linked to modern horses. And selfie sticks are banned at sporting events. Yesterday, George Osborne of the Conservative Party announced his new budget plans before the next general election, which is this May. The main points that came out of his plan were tax cuts for first-time buyers, 1p cut from the price of beer, 2% cut from cider and whiskey, 16p increase on cigarettes and £1.3 billion tax cut in mining oil in the North Sea. However, this hasn't pleased all. Ed Miliband of Labour said that Osborne had failed working families. This is because 95% of savers will pay no tax, but most working families do not have any extra money for savings. However, income tax allowance will rise to £10,800, which should help those on lower wages. George Osborne suggests the economy will grow by 2.5% this year compared to 2.4% last year. He described this budget as the budget for Britain, a comeback country. Some of the plans in the budget will depend on the Conservatives winning the election this May. Whoever wins will most likely release a new budget later this year.
Tomorrow, cities all over the UK may become almost invisible. People are advised to stay indoors as much as possible as a toxic smog cloud moved in due to high levels of pollution in Europe. This poses little health risk to the general public. However, people with lung conditions such as asthma and those with heart conditions are advised to take precautions. The smog may also block out tomorrow's solar eclipse.
Many civilians in the UK are building up with excitement due to a solar eclipse. People all across the UK are in preparation for this once in 18 years chance to see a solar eclipse. Tiny islands and huge cities in the north, south, east and west are all getting ready to be plunged into complete darkness due to this rare yet natural phenomenon. Also, another oddity of nature is that a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse tend to come in a pair, so we will be experiencing another eclipse. A lunar eclipse occurs either 2 weeks before or after a solar eclipse. On the 4th of April, we will have another natural eclipse, a lunar eclipse.
At 2 o'clock, it will be exactly 17 hours until the solar eclipse arrives. 530 years after being buried in the unmarked grave in Leicester, Richard III is finally getting the funeral he deserves. The last Plantagenet king, who was found underneath the car park in August 2012, will be, on Thursday the 26th of March, finally laid to rest in Leicester Cathedral. The former monarch will be transported by a cortege along a planned route that will pass Bosworth Field, where he died, on the 22nd of August 1485, and end at Leicester Cathedral, where a service will be held along with lectures, art exhibitions, book launches, flower festivals, concert of medieval music, fireworks and the first ringing of the new peal bells composed for Richard, all of which will be held over the next week. Richard III, turned villain by William Shakespeare's play, Richard III, was lost to history until several historians had the same theory that his remains lay under a car park in the centre of Leicester, with the support of several organisations including Leicester Cathedral and the University of Leicester. The Richard III Society, led by member Philippa Langley, started to excavate the car park. In February 2013, it was confirmed that the male remains that had been found in August 2012 were in fact Richard III.
An Oxford study has shown how Great Britain was made up of successful waves of immigration from Europe since the end of the Ice Age. The DNA of over 2,000 people was used to create the most detailed genetic map of Britain ever. Surprisingly, 40% of the DNA of the white indigenous people are shared with the French, 26% with the German, and 11% with the Danes. The map also shows a clear genetic connection between the Northern Irish and the people in southwest Scotland, indicating ancient migration from Ireland to Scotland. Professor Mark Robinson of Oxford University said, "The results give an answer to the question we had never previously thought we would be able to ask about the degree of British survival after the collapse of the Roman Empire and the coming of the Saxons." The strangest animal Darwin ever discovered has now been related to a horse. The animal Macrauchenia patrauchenica has the body of a rodent, legs of a camel, and an elephant's trunk. They roamed the earth 10,000 years ago in South America, but Darwin found them 880 years ago. He stated, "This is the strangest animal I have ever discovered." Scientists used protein sequencing to relate the animal to the modern horse. It was quite difficult because the animal looked so like so many different other animals, but a team from the Natural History Museum looked at its bone collagen and discovered the same proteins as a horse. The chemical structures in proteins are related to DNA, so scientists can use this to identify more of Darwin's strange discoveries.
The word of the year 2013, selfie, has gone from being a fun way to taking pictures to a way of making a living. A selfie stick is a metal pole that on one end has a clamp to hold a smartphone and a handle at the other. People use this to get a better photo of their surroundings. Six tourist attractions around the globe have banned selfie sticks from being used. The list includes the French Palace, Rome's Colosseum, the Smithsonian Museums in Washington, the National Gallery, and some English football stadiums. In a country in South America, selfie sticks have been banned in a stadium because people use them as a weapon. Last April, a 17-year-old girl died while trying to take a selfie on a railway bridge. As a result of this way of taking pictures, 17 people have died. We asked staff members at Sahara Smith whether they think selfie sticks should be banned in public. 40% of the people we asked said yes, but 60% said definitely no. One teacher said, "Take a picture of your eyes and store it in your brain."
Thank you very much for listening to Sir Harry Smith Community College's BBC News School Report 2015.